Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Business Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger. It is great to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon when we are recording, because if you don't know, we are recording the Expansive Podcast live on LinkedIn and on Facebook every Wednesday at 3 p.m. South African Standard Time. And of course, as always, I'm joined by my ever elegant co-host, Mr. John Sarney. John, sitting in Cape Town.
What's up, everybody?
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. We are now starting to have a little bit of sunshine again after about a week or 10 days of rain. So feeling good, feeling upbeat. Also, I've got myself okay into cocoon mode to be okay with lockdown 87,353. And so, yeah, all good, eh? Very good. Taking it easy, actually. Did a heavy train workout this morning, but otherwise work's pretty chilled. Couple things on the go, writing my new book. So nothing new. What's up with you?
Is there a new Ironman or triathlon that you are working towards, or are you just training for the sake of it for now?
Yeah, no. I'm not going to do any of that. I think I've done what I need to do. I've achieved that goal. And yeah, I don't have any other races at this time planned.
Yeah. Listen, on my side, pretty much Groundhog Day, pretty much the same as every other time, creating content, shooting videos. Did some work for Liberty this week where we were helping them to do like a short 5 to 10 minute long video that they'll be sending out to their advisors. So yeah, it's been a pretty cool week so far, working on a new talk.
Same old,
the
eh? Same. It's Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day.
I wish there was something like super exciting to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're in Ibiza or Mykonos and all of my friends that are there. Stop sharing pictures. You're irritating me. But I'm going to go and try and get a vaccine after this so that I can start traveling again. I got a talk in Latvia and Lithuania coming up in September. And they said that I need to have a vaccination done in order to get the visas. So I'm going to go and see if I can get a vaccination and also then tag on a Greek holiday after Lithuania. So let's see if that works out. But looking forward to exploring and figuring out if that's possible.
Do you still remember the protocols for traveling? Like, when was the last time you were like out of the country? It was literally when you came back from Dubai.
Yeah. But look, I can tell you this, is that the last time I traveled to Joburg, I forgot toothbrush and underwear. I don't even know how I packed like that. I get there and I don't have a toothbrush and I don't have any underwear. I'm like, my God, how did I pack? So I'm a bit like, I need to get my packing sorted again. But rearing to go. Yeah. Like, got a couple inquiries from South America and like a couple exciting things that could possibly happen. So really looking forward to that opportunity coming again to start doing some traveling.
Listen, so today's episode is titled Evolution and Experimentation. And the reason why we thought we would speak about this is because the expansive, it kind of started off as an experiment, right? And in many ways, it was a big experiment that we thought, like, let's run this podcast, let's see what happens with it. But then in between, you know, from episode 1 to episode, I think, 74, where we are at today, we've been running many small experiments in between. And like you were saying just before we jumped on, it's this experimentation that eventually leads you to evolution. And we are just entering into another big experiment now as we are speaking. Maybe you can kind of tee us up for that and take us through what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I think we're in a time that like really asks us to evolve. The only way you can evolve is by trying things out, sucking at certain things as a beginner and having that beginner's mindset as you start evolving and trying to see what actually sticks, what grips, what doesn't grip, etc. So for example, this live version of the podcast that we're doing is also part of the experimentation. We saw a whole bunch of different brands from Hey, I just remembered, we haven't done the Spotify live group. Should we get to do that next time, right, Eric? So Spotify, Twitter, all these platforms have now got these live rooms. And so we decided to go live on LinkedIn and Facebook here. So I think where we are right now is getting ourselves out of the panic, the respond, the recover, into a place of experimentation as we start to find our feet in this incredibly fast-changing world. And so in our personal brands, we've been experimenting a lot. And also now with the Expansive, we're experimenting a lot. So the couple of things that I did on a personal brand, and I'll use those as a starting point, and then you do the same, I think, and then we can come back to Expansive. But I decided at the beginning of the year to really give LinkedIn a go and to market as hard as I can there. So I hired a LinkedIn team, a company that does LinkedIn. I hired a copywriter that would write essays with me every week. I got a PR company. And for 6 months, I gave myself the goal of following through very expensive three service providers, but to try and get myself out there into the right publications, onto LinkedIn, and to all those sort of things. And, you know, after 6 months, I can tell you that I didn't really get any direct ROI on my money. What I did do in hindsight is I developed some more thought leadership into the marketplace. The lady that I, Chantal and I, who wrote all the essays together for the last 6 months are now becoming part and parcel of my new book. I learned so much about LinkedIn and the potential of LinkedIn and realizing that you need a full-time person focused on LinkedIn. And so after 6 months, and I said to all of the service providers, I said, look, there's nothing wrong with your service. It's just I wanted to try it for 6 months, see what happens. And then for the next 6 months of the year, I'm focusing 100% of my time on TikTok. And I'm saying, well, okay, I did all the writing. I did all the thought leadership. I did that. It was great. I didn't get any direct ROI, but that's okay. I wasn't really expecting that. And you have no idea what indirect ROI you actually got. There's no way for you can tell. And then on the TikTok side now, I'm thinking, okay, well, how do I use video to take my existing content, repurpose it? And then now I've taken that investment I made on that side. Now I'm investing it in on TikTok and trying to develop a more video-based short video forms that I can share across the way. And so if you are listening to this podcast or you're listening to this live, you would have noticed in the last few days, all of a sudden, there's a lot of new videos coming out. And so that's going to be the next thing for the next 6 months. And look, will it give us the end result of putting us into that sort of global marketplace? Maybe, maybe not. But we're in the space of experimentation and evolving. And rather than just doing what we've always done, let's try new things. And yes, will it cost money? Yes. Do you have a guarantee that money's going to give you anything? No. But you're in the marketplace and you've got to be experimenting and trialing things out continuously. Otherwise, how do you evolve? How do you actually get grips with something new? Tell me what's happening for you.
I think it's a very valid point that when we look at social media channels in just in general, where they end up is very different from where they start. And I think people forget that. And TikTok is a great example that when it started, I mean, it was Musical.ly before, right? So it became it was Musical.ly, then it came TikTok. So obviously it was very dance driven. And I think if you're in the entertainment space, it's still going to be the like the best platform for you. It's going to give you the most amount of growth. But there's definitely a shift that's happening where now there's a lot of education-based content.
Big time.
It's become more mature in many ways.
Big time. In fact, I sent Anita, my business manager, lots of TikToks. And she's like, can you please stop doing that? It takes me down a tunnel. And I said, you know what's so funny? Imagine universities were built like TikToks and you were going down a tunnel of learning. Like 30-second to 3-minute pieces of learnings continuously. I mean, I think it's just... It's genius. It really is genius.
I mean, I don't want to stray too far off the topic, but it's going to be interesting to see where this ends because I find myself, even with a TikTok that is 20 seconds long, getting bored if I don't get the dopamine hits quickly enough, right?
Yeah.
And that's 20 seconds. So I'm interested to see where this ends 5 years down the line. What's interesting to me is that I can sit on TikTok, get bored after 10 seconds, I can watch a YouTube video that's 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's weird, huh? It's interesting how your expectation of the platform changes how you engage with the content.
Absolutely. I agree.
So for me, experimentation this year has definitely been very video-based, I think. And like YouTube has been my bit of sort of project of love since the start of the year. And I've really gone deep in trying to understand how does YouTube work? How do you tell a better story? What does digital storytelling look like? Got a camera, like taught myself a bit of editing. Like I've just really enjoyed the process of learning a new skill as well in this time. Because I think what often happens when you just outsource things immediately is that you don't develop your own style, which is an important thing that you are always evolving as well, right? Like your look and feel of your brand always evolves over time. And I think if we just outsource that immediately, what you are essentially getting is someone else's look and feel instead of your own. And so with YouTube, that's kind of what I wanted to do, is like dive in, experiment, try different filters, try different ways of editing, try different ways of doing a video, try different ways of telling a story, and kind of see what does my style look like when I do these sort of longer format videos. Because on YouTube, I'm typically doing about 10 minutes of video. But then I've also been doing the shorter ones on Instagram Reels and on TikTok. So we'll see how it goes. But like it's been a really interesting journey to take a skill that we have, which is, because I mean, that's what we do for a living, is we are telling stories on stage and sharing ideas on stage. And to take that into a video format and to build it out into a way that people are engaged for 10 minutes long. Which, by the way, almost never happens. Like if you go and look at YouTube analytics, 30 to 40% of your audience actually gets to the end of your video, which is a bit disheartening, but it's also fine.
Yeah, well, I think there's two things there, right? It's the TikTok mindset of expectation of being continuously entertained nonstop. And also, there's so much content. Like, you need 57 versions of yourself to just listen to all the content all day, every day. It's just like it's nonstop. So I think it becomes really tough to choose what you're listening to, you know, and how often you're giving it time and energy. And yeah, so there's a lot there. So well done. I think also if the people listening haven't checked out Eric's YouTube page, go check it out. He's done really good work there. He's put a lot of effort in. You're very meticulous about what you do. And I think it's well done. I've seen you evolve through it. Mm. I love the fact that you're learning so many new things, brother, and bringing none of it to the expensive. So yeah, thanks so much for that. Okay, so let's talk about the expansive now that Eric's done jack for expansive. So what we've done with the expansive over the last couple of years is there's been one of us pushing the other one of us to keep doing things, and the one keeps saying no and the other one keeps saying yes. Answer the competition now. Who you think is the one pushing the one or the other? And you could win an hour with Eric on a coaching session. Anyway, it's me who keeps asking Eric to do 57 different things, and I keep getting booted. But finally, Eric agreed. And now we have begun a journey that is going to help us grow our expansive platform, because we also think that the expansive started off as a podcast. And because people aren't commuting to work anymore, the type of what you listen to on a podcast has changed. So we've also got to evolve with the times. And so we're thinking, okay, well, shorter video form of the podcasts. And this is what we're doing now. We're experimenting with WhatsApp groups. We're experimenting with shorter form videos with titles. And so we're just trying to figure out how to make it more of a adaptive, multi-platform expression of the expansive. Mm. So it's not just stuck on LinkedIn or on podcasts. So I'm really excited. I think it's cool just to have the commitment from both of us for the next 6 months, have the budget in place and really start to learn. Because I also think that the guy that we've hired to work with us, Gideon, has got a lot to teach us. You know, I think it's Peter Diamandis who actually pays interns to make him the intern. So he has this reverse intern process, right? So you have these 25-year-olds interning 50-year-olds or helping them, you know, mentoring. So he's got these 22-year-olds mentoring him and he's 60. And I feel Gideon's doing the same thing for us, almost teaching us about the digital world from the bottom up rather than from our perspective down.
Dude, you know, it's so funny because I remember when we just started talking about TikTok, I remember there was a phase where we spoke about it and we were like, nah, like not for us. And then there was a phase where we were like, okay, I think I need to do this, but geez, I don't know where to start. Like, this is so weird. Like, and then we figured out, oh, what you do is you hire someone who's way younger and who actually understands the platform, right? So that's quite funny. But I think to kind of add on to what you're saying is that what the expansive has become is, number one, like there's a lot of commitment from both of us to show up every week and do this. And it's been great to have that commitment. And often, you know, we don't necessarily know what we're going to speak about on the day, but like it comes to us, we have the conversation, and there's always something valuable that sort of pops out. I learn a lot from just having these conversations.
We hope valuable pops up.
And what we've seen is that it's a great relationship builder. Right. Like we've gone into many conversations with clients. They've either hired us because of the podcast, or when we get into the conversation, they're like, we love the podcast. We feel like we already know you.
Yeah.
And we also want to put that onto steroids. And what that means is that you need to invest more time, effort, money into it. And just, you know, looking at the way that we live our lives, unfortunately, we don't always have the time to be intentional about sharing everything we do, because there's a lot that we do. So I think something I like about this route that we are taking now is that it takes a lot of that off of our hands, and we get to focus on the things that we are good at, and we get to allow someone who's good at what they do to amplify the message. And, you know, I think it's, you've always been very good at that, at bringing people into your fold that you think will help you to bolster the areas where you either don't have time or where you feel like you aren't as strong. I'm really looking forward to the journey and seeing what this is going to deliver for us.
You know, I was chatting this morning with a friend, and we were talking about containers, is to create the container and not always need to know what has to go inside the container, but create the container and say, okay, well, through the process of experimentation, conversation, we will fill the container with exactly the right things that's needed. And I think we're doing the same thing here, is we've got this container of trying to aim of growing the brand and then building the team that are going to bring it together and to fruition, and then experimenting through the process. And I think that's the key here. It's like, and I definitely do that with my books. You know, I build the container. I kind of know what I want to say. I begin the process, and by the end of it, it's a different type of book. It might even have a different title, but I'd built the container, and it took me weeks, months, and years to put stuff into that container. I think it's Adam Grant, not I think, I know for sure. It's Adam Grant on his book, Think Again, where he has three types of people. He says you have people that when they get given a task, they do it immediately. They get people who get given a task to do nothing until the night before. And then you have other people that are obviously the best performers, is that you start and then you allow it to breathe. And other people call that procrastination. But what you're actually doing is you've set up the structure and waiting for as much information to come to you. And the week before you're supposed to hand it in, or the few days before, you do the project. But you've allowed this time in a space of container to really bring you the latest information that you have available to put into the container. So if people are listening to this, and kind of the thing to take away from this is, you don't have to know the answer. In fact, I think it will be impossible for you to know the answer when you start the journey. It's the intention of what you're trying to do and what sort of container you're wanting to build. And then in conversation, you start bringing more and more people into your fold that's wanting to share your vision of this container. They themselves will feel even better when you don't put any pressure on them to have to perform. It's like, look, let's do this together. Let's collaborate. Let's understand this. Let's learn from each other. And let's fill this container to the best of our capabilities. And then I'll be also having conversations with five other people doing the same sort of thing. I think people are focused on perfection, not progress. And then the container must be solid before they start the process. And that's impossible. That doesn't happen, you know? They need to be easy with themselves.
I released a video this morning, actually, that said that at the end of the day, like, whenever you try something new, you might fail. And that's a very real possibility. But the alternative is that you might succeed. But the reality is that either way, you'll learn a lot. And I think, therefore, it's always worth trying. Like, you always have to immerse yourself, see what happens. Like, you know, you either fail or you...
Well, no, you see, even fail, like... Let's understand that you're not failing when you've just built a container and you're experimenting, you're trying things out. Where are you failing? The failing is saying, I need it to be absolute at this time for this outcome. And if I don't get that, I failed. But if I'm saying to you, I'm going to bring a book out in August, the failure is to not bring it out in August. But the process of getting there, those are just iterations and revelations and expansion and a whole bunch of different things. There's no such thing as failure. Failure is only looking for addiction to outcome.
I agree with you, but I mean, if you don't bring your book out, if you had this in mind and you say, I couldn't like pick my book out, that's fine. You failed at bringing your book out on that specific date, but you still learned something in the process, right? Like, okay. there was fair still enough. An upside to it.
Fair enough. So you've been making these videos and not writing your book that's coming out in 2024. What's going on here? Tell us about your book. Like, what's going on?
it's on it's on track for 2022. I want us to wrap up. I want us to wrap up because I see we're getting on time here. There's one last thing that I wanted to touch on, which is that in the name of experimentation, the podcast has taken on a few different formats, right? Like initially we decided that it's just going to be the two of us having chats and seeing how things are going to go. Yeah. Then early last year we said, let's bring on some guests. Let's see how that goes. It wasn't necessarily the best way for the podcast to be run, but it was a good experiment to run anyway. Where we kind of settled is that we enjoy this format. We enjoy the riffing back and forth, and people seem to enjoy that as well. So in the name of experimentation, though, what we are going to do, which we haven't done before, is that we are going to be bringing on a sponsor. And the sponsor is yet to be determined. Sponsor is actually the wrong word, I think. We're looking for a partner. Like, because what we are on is a mission to be more expansive, and we are looking for a partner who's on that same mission. And I've really been enjoying the conversations that we've had around who is a good fit, because it's not just about getting someone to invest money into the podcast. It's really about an alignment of vision and brand. Do you want to just like quickly say like just 30 seconds about your thinking around a good fit and what that looks like?
Yeah, I think, you know, the company that we eventually choose to work with and chooses to work with us must almost be very proud to be associated with our thinking and our sharing and having all their staff listen to it. And it's almost like we must both be proud. Our sponsor is KFC. That's not going to be a good fit. Not that KFC want to do it with us anyway. But I think the value system needs to be very much aligned, and there needs to be a very clear sharing of vision. So yes, we are looking for a partner, and we think that with a partner, we can add value to that partner's life. We could do certain things for them and their staff, and they could help us grow the brand, and we could have a nice symbiotic opportunity to get new people to hear about their brand and our brand to be proliferated into their organization, not just through a podcast, but in other ways as well. So we're on the search. It's part of our experimentation and our process of growing. And so if you're out there and you think you could be a good sponsor or a good partner with us, please do reach out. It's not actually a lot of money. It's about really just partnering and taking on a sort of dynamic approach to marketing and to growth that we're going to go on a journey with for 6 months. And so, yeah, that's kind of what we're looking for. And good thing you brought it up, Eric. Smart move. Yeah. There. I didn't see you bringing that up, but good. Yes,
that's very good. So you can either reach out to hello@johnsonne.com or eric@erickkruger.com, and then we can have the conversation. John, here's to the next few months of experimentation and growing the podcast, being expansive together. I look forward to it.
Yes, me too.
Thank you for being the partner on this ever-expansive journey.
Thank you. And to you, my friend, anybody else out there listening, if you enjoyed this, please share it with somebody you think could do with hearing this. And also, make sure you're taking care of yourself. The virus is still out there and mutating. And once you've done that, please go and help somebody else. Ciao for now.